Then it was down to the New Yorker for the impressive double bill of John Loveson and Max Webster. Loveson has done better work and maybe needs a few more guitar licks in his bag of tricks, but he does his best to make a show interesting. He was joined on stage for the last couple of numbers by Greg Gatto playing bass and singing backup, which was something of a chore for Gatto, seeing he and his own band were working over at the Tube and they had to do a little quick commuting. And Marty Moran, ex-Gatto, played drums. Loveson still has a lot of things to offer, don't get me wrong. It's just that something fresh appears needed to make it come alive more. But Max Webster, that's another story. Here is a band that seems to smell the future, and the future is good. I've been watching this band for quite some time. They've always been good, but I've never seen them magic before. They took to the New Yorker Theater as if it was their own, and by the time they were through that first number, it was. Whether the band is inspired by the way the sessions are going for their second album, whether they're anxious to get on the road in the U.S. with Rush, whether the new drummer is spurring them, or whatever. Maybe they suddenly believe there's a big future for them. Whatever it is, it made the group sparkle on Saturday night. They treated old favorites with freshness and imagination. They played newer material with a sense of history. In short, they came up sounding like they're ready for the hard work, the glamour, and the success of the big time. Here is a band that has played maybe every bar in Toronto. And if there's any justice, the chances are they'll never play another. Max is ready for bigger things, glory and money and all those neat things to which rock bands aspire. They are going to acquire a lot of new fans on the American trip. They are sure to sell copious quantities of records if they keep the standards high. And for all their Zappa-esque mannerisms, they're still going to be saluted as original. Pie Dubois' lyrics, Mike's face and his bass work, Kim's clowning and fine singing, Terry's emerging sense of showbiz, and new drummer Gary McCracken's flair, all are very seductive. And they've got the lighting down to an art form now as well. They'll be doing Ontario Place in the spring, and for your $2 admission charge when the time comes, you'll go home with memories, and maybe an intense desire to hear and see a lot more of Max Webster. There are 1,000 people who packed in for two shows at the New Yorker Saturday night who feel that way already.